This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The 10 leading U.S. Democratic contenders stood unified in their goal to unseat President Donald Trump from the White House, but highlighted their differences during the third debate Thursday night. We get more from VOA's Jim Malone.
For the first time, all the top Democratic contenders were on stage at the same time in the debate broadcast by ABC News, and they wasted little time in challenging each other. The current frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden, defended his plan to expand health care coverage and challenged some of his liberal rivals to defend theirs.
How are we going to pay for it? I want to hear tonight how that's happened.
Biden's critique was directed at Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, both of whom support a more expansive government-run approach. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
And at the same time as the debate, President Trump was speaking at the 2019 House Republican Conference member retreat dinner and said that he can't believe that Senator Elizabeth Warren is in serious contention against former Vice President Joe Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination.
I hit Pocahontas way too early. I thought she was gone. She's emerged from the ashes. And now it looks like she could beat Sleepy Joe. He's fallen asleep. He has no idea what the hell he's doing or saying.
The United States is moving ahead with millions of dollars in aid for Ukraine's military. That is money that had until now been held up by the White House. White House officials Thursday confirmed the release of $250 million in funding from the Pentagon and another $141 million in financial assistance from the State Department shortly before lawmakers were set to admonish the administration for the delay. Earlier Thursday, the State Department announced it had been cleared to release the $141 million in aid. This is VOA News.